All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope everybody's had a great week. It's Friday, always the best day of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM radio. Each Friday, 2 to 3. Glad you're tuning in. I'm in the studio with Glenn Taylor, producer. Oh, and I'm Lou McCoy, the host of this show most days. So, Glenn, how are you?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Glad the weekend's finally here.
Yeah, it's a weekend, and Glenn, it's spring break.
Oh, man.
Absolutely. So,
did you ever get wild and cut loose on spring break?
Not going to talk about that.
Oh.
Not on anything that we can record, Glenn. We're not doing that. What about you?
Well, yeah, thankfully there wasn't MySpace. Now I'm really dating myself.
Whatever, dude.
Facebook and all that when I was that age where I would head down to the ocean.
We did the ocean. I did the ocean in college.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It got high school pretty tame, but the college years were a little bit wild. Quick story on that. I went with two good friends, a male and a female, one year. We were down at, Port Aransas, or I don't remember exactly, but we were having fun. But they were real pale complexion.
Uh-huh.
They got sunburnt so bad.
Oh, man.
And so about the last 3 days of the trip, they sat under shade trees while I sat out in the sun. It was pretty. I'll never forget that. They were miserable while I was having fun.
I was one of those guys, man. I'm pretty fair complected myself, man. It doesn't take much to just burn up.
Got
to
be careful. Sun is brutal. Sun is brutal. Well, so you've had a good week?
I had a great week.
Yep.
And, yeah, things are getting flowing here into springtime.
Good.
And even though we really hadn't had much of a winter,
yeah,
it's kind of been a long
it's
spring.
Ridiculous. Yeah,
thaw, I guess.
I don't know. I've never seen so many weeds in my yard and everybody else's yard and dandelions, but that's okay.
Bees are buzzing.
Bees are buzzing. It's all good.
Yeah, it is.
It's good. Well, I'm going to leave after the show. I'm going to be heading in the car up to Colorado, going to Crested Butte, do a little skiing.
Oh, really?
A little snow skiing.
A little cooler.
I'm going to find some winter. Right? Didn't have any here. Going to just travel to get some snow.
Seek
and
it out.
Do you ever go snow skiing, Glenn?
I never have. I
snowboard?
Love the snow, though.
Do you like it?
I do, absolutely. And that's something I would like to do. That's on my bucket list is to learn
good.
How to do that, or at least snowboard. Or
you should do it. No, I don't know about snowboarding. Snowboarding is – I don't do it. I just ski, but the snowboarding is fun, but apparently it'll knock you on your tail while you're
really?
Learning. It's tough.
Maybe I'll just get in a snowmobile.
There you go. You can do that.
There we go.
A sled. That'd be good. That'd be good. Well, listen, Glenn, I'm excited about our show today. I've got a great guest. Meg Scott is going to be with us in just a minute. And
right.
Meg is the public policy chair for the American Association of University Women. And she's going to be speaking specifically about human trafficking in Texas. So very deep topic, but a very interesting topic, and I'm just so grateful that she took time out of her busy schedule. She is very, very busy to be with us today. And so we'll interview her in just a few minutes. And Glenn, we got some exciting Beach Boys music, which are you a Beach Boys fan?
I'm a big Beach Boys fan.
Pretty. I was looking at their list of music, and it was just hit after hit after hit after hit.
I'm telling you, what a great – You can't be in a bad mood listening
that's
to Beach
exactly
Boys
right.
music.
They make you smile, don't they?
They sure do.
Yeah, they're
and
a lot.
And Mike Love's still going.
Is
I
really?
Saw it, actually. Mike Love and Brian Wilson here maybe a year or two ago.
What are they, like 70 years old or what?
Oh, yeah.
They are?
Yeah,
okay.
Probably north of there. But,
okay.
Wow. But Mike looks, you know, he's looking good, looking, 55, 60 at 71,
yep.
2, whatever it is.
That's young. In this day and age, 71, too, is young.
Absolutely.
Right? People living so long. So, yeah, so why don't we introduce the Beach Boys? Let's take a little break, give Meg a chance to come in, and we'll visit with her. And, again, this is the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM radio. Be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Again, this is the Hero Card Hour. Glad you're tuning in on this Friday. As promised, I'm joined in the studio now with Meg Scott. Hi, Meg.
Hi, glad to be here.
We're so glad you're here. Thank you for taking time out of your very, very busy schedule.
Thank you.
You are a busy lady. You have got it going on. Have you had a good week?
Yes.
Good. And ready for the weekend like the rest of us?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, they don't get here soon enough, do they?
No.
And then Monday gets here way too early. So, Meg, you are here specifically, and again, I'm so grateful that you came in and flattered by you taking time. We're going to segue or talk eventually about the human trafficking issue here in Texas, but you have some other associations, and that may be how you got into the human trafficking issue, but tell us about the AAUW, the American Association of
University Women.
I'd never heard of that organization before and thought I was looking at it. So tell us, can you give us some background on that?
Well, it's an organization of women, and men can be members, who have graduated from colleges. And this is back in the late 1800s.
Okay.
Women got together to work together for women's issues. So AAUW, American Association of University Women, is a local branch here, the Hill Country branch, meets on the first Saturday of the month, and also is a state organization
state, okay.
and is a national organization. With many activities going on for members and advocacy specifically focused on issues for women and girls.
Very good. Very good. And you're the public policy chair, I believe.
I am.
Very good.
For this local branch, okay. Hill Country branch.
Have you been involved with the organization for a long time?
I moved here a little over 10 years ago and was invited to an AAUW meeting in January of 07.
Okay.
And that, I'd heard of AAUW for years, but I became involved when I was here. And going to that first meeting in January 6th of 2007, about 2 weeks later in this small town, a member of the League of Women Voters called me and said, I hear you might be interested in, and conversations went, and I became also active in the League of Women Voters. And those two organizations are nonpartisan, which means the organizations do not support any particular candidate or party. The organizations support issues.
Issues. Women's issues.
Yes.
Very good. And you, in your spare time, you're the human trafficking issues chair of the League of Women Voters as well.
On the state level.
On the state level. Wow. So local level on the AAUW.
So, yep. And the League of Women Voters and men may be members. We have 5 male members in our local league.
Wow.
Is also a local league. There is a state league. And there's National League.
Okay.
So it's also an organization that is national to local, local up to national. And about 5 years ago, at the State League of Women Voters Convention, a motion was brought for the local leagues to study human trafficking.
Okay.
And that was approved, and I ended up on the committee to form the state study, because in the league, we study an issue, the local league study it, we have consensus process, those consensus responses go to the state level, and a position is formed.
Okay, very good.
Voted on, and it is from the positions that we advocate. If we have not studied it, we do not advocate about it.
Okay.
So if you go to lwvtexas.org, which is the state league website, and you look on the left-hand column where it says League Advocacy, it will pop up there all the issues. If you, in alphabetical order, you go down to human trafficking, and you'll see the bills that we are currently tracking in the state legislature, and that's what I do as the issue chair on human trafficking. I am watching those bills. I've been to Austin and talked with legislative aides and staff members about some bills that are needed. So that's
fantastic.
That's
work
my little piece of the pie of what the league is doing, and you'll see all the issues that the league is supporting.
Very good. And you do this in your spare time because you actually have a career.
I have a career. I do have a private practice as a therapist. I do individual, couple, family therapy.
Good for you.
Also a trained spiritual director, and I'm doing my career work part time, so that I can do this volunteer work, which is important and is congruent with my values.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And how long have you been doing this work for the chairing these committees?
Which work?
Well, how long have you been the public policy chair?
Well, I've been the public policy chair for AAUW for, this may be my fourth or fifth year.
Okay.
And in the local league, I am now happily past president of the local league. That's a busy and important job.
It is.
Been there, done that. And I'm secretary of the state board, and I am the issue chair in this legislative session on the legislation for human trafficking.
Okay. So we studied the human trafficking issue, and tell us what is going on in the local level. You know, I read some statistics that you sent me, and it's just mind-blowing how many people are victims here in Texas of the sex trafficking. It seemed like it was 79,000 in sex trafficking.
And those are minors.
And those are minors.
And youth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now let me say, when we're talking human trafficking in Texas, we really have to think four categories because the laws that deal with human trafficking are in four different categories.
All right.
So there is labor trafficking, and there are laws that address labor trafficking.
All right.
Mm-hmm. There is sex trafficking, adults, and laws that address those. Then there's the trafficking of children under the age of 18 for sex. And then there's the underage children for labor.
Okay.
It depends on...
So the age breaks out the different...
And the... Okay. Now, sometimes people are... all of it is very awful and very unfortunate. But sometimes people are trafficked for labor, and they are also sexually trafficked.
Well, wow.
So it's a crossover. The good news about this awfulness is that this is coming out of the shadows. If you'll remember back to the, say, 1970s, late 70s, 80s, when domestic violence and child abuse mm-hmm. began to be talked about, which, of course, had been going on forever, mm-hmm. but it was, we began to talk about it and say, this is wrong. It is wrong to treat people this way. This whole area, huge area of human trafficking, is now coming
starting to come out into the light.
The shadows.
That's great.
Yeah, really. It really is.
And this is an issue here in Kerrville.
It's an issue.
Okay.
And I-10 runs right.
Yeah.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. We're right here at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Our speaker, who's going to come for this March 30th event.
Okay, you have an event. Yeah, okay. Tell us about the event. March 30th is the...
Is the fourth Thursday of this month.
Okay.
And at Shriner University in the Callow Center for Activities, the Student Center, in the River Room, we will have Chuck Paul, who is a former law enforcement, former CPS, former immigration... And in San Antonio, he's very knowledgeable about this topic. He's an expert and a presenter. He will come and speak about human trafficking in Texas and what to look for and what we can do.
Okay, good. How we can do something about
it. Yeah, so that's from 4:30 to 6. It's free, open to the public.
Okay, very good.
So as I was in communication with Mr. Paul last fall for a seminar we did here last November 15th. He came and did that. He pulled some statistics for me off of Backpage. And on that date, October 4th, 2016, there were 6,374 escort profiles on the various internet sites that service the Hill Country.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. One Backpage site had 85 registered escort profiles just for Kerrville, Texas.
Really and truly. 85 escort profiles in
just for Kerrville.
And by escort, that's a nice way to say prostitution, basically.
Is
that correct?
Okay. It so. Is. And I certainly have no idea whether that was adult or child.
Okay.
I have no idea how much of that was trafficking. There are some who say here that labor trafficking may be more prevalent out on ranches or other places where people are forced to work. They do not have access to their papers, their driver's license, their immigration papers.
They're basically stuck.
They are slaves.
They're slaves, right?
They are slaves because human trafficking is modern-day slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And there are actually more human trafficked people, slaves, in the United States now than there were before the Civil War. Of course, there are many more people in the United States now than there were before the Civil War. A human being is trafficked if there is no compensation given to them, if their participation is based on manipulation, fraud, force, if they don't have choice and they don't have freedom.
Okay. So if somebody goes into that, the labor, the human trafficking for labor, do they eventually earn their freedom? Is there a ransom paid, or do they earn? I mean, what's the end game for these people? Are they just trapped forever, or is there?
They usually die.
Is that true? They just
in the sex trafficking of particularly of teenagers, and I've heard the statistic. I've tracked it down, and I cannot quote it exactly for you, the source right now. But when a teenager runs away, when there's a runaway.
Okay.
The average time before they are picked up by traffickers is 48 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they, you know, they're on the street, they're alone, they're needy, and somebody comes along who's looking for them and says, I'll take care of you.
Says all the right things.
Yeah. Absolutely all the right things, and takes them under their wing, so to speak, and whatever, you know, treats them nicely, and then they've got them, and then they say, now you go and do this, because you have to do this for me, or for food, or I've given you this puppy, and, you know, if you don't do this, the puppy's gone. Yeah.
You know.
What kind of evil, man?
Yes, it's evil. It's greed.
Sure.
It's greed. It's addiction in many times. And so the average lifespan of a young person, and some of these are males. They're not all females. Mostly females, some males, is 7 years.
Mm.
That, you know, they die. There's unless they are rescued, there's really probably not much way out.
Okay.
So one of the bills that we are hoping that will make it through committees and make it through the House and the Senate, quite a process, is that there will be in restrooms signage.
Okay.
About what human trafficking is, and gives the national hotline number and the national text number.
Okay.
Because the Polaris Project, so if you go to polarisproject.org, you'll see all kinds of information about human trafficking and how they are there to help find and connect the victims of human trafficking
to some help
with police and with resources.
So, Meg, I'm slow on some of these matters. So the signage is in the bathroom. Is that a strategic reason? Is that because a lot of this goes on there, or is that because that's a safe place that people run when they're in trouble? What's the strategic reason for that?
If it's in a bar, they may be being trafficked, or they may be being picked up.
Gotcha.
If it's in a bus station, they may be being picked up or trafficked. Mm-hmm. Now, in the coming out of the shadows, there is progress. The airline industry is training their staffs to look for the warning signs.
To be able to see the warning signs, okay.
And so you may have heard those reports right before the Super Bowl, which is a big trafficking time, of airline personnel noticing somebody who's walking with two girls and the girls are crying, and they think this doesn't feel right. And they called for help. And they intervened
and they
on two girls that were being trafficked.
It's great. So there is some positive. So the light that's being
very much so
it's making some progress.
The long distance truck drivers.
Okay.
There is an organization, and they are trained to notice.
You see a lot
what's
of
going
truck
on
stops.
In truck stops.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So many rescues have happened through them, and there's a bill that we hope will make it through the legislature that there will be a training for all the long-distance truckers.
It's awesome. So if our producer is asking us for a break. We need to take a quick break. Meg, don't run off. I know you've got a busy lady, but we want to take a quick break. Are you Beach Boys music fan? You like Beach Boys? That's what our featured guest is today.
Yeah.
So
well,
let's play some Beach Boys for a second, and we'll be right back on the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 a.m. All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for staying with us. Again, I'm joined with Meg Scott. We are talking about a very sensitive subject, human trafficking here in Texas. Of course, it goes on nationwide. And so, Meg, it's heavy to talk about this, but in the few minutes that we have remaining, let's talk about the progress. You were talking about that truck stops are becoming aware and airlines are becoming aware. And I'm assuming that we as citizens ought to know.
Hotels and motels.
Okay.
There's a beginning and increasing awareness there because certainly a lot is happening there. There is an app you can put on your phone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Traffic Cam. And when we travel and I go into a hotel or motel, I pull up that app on my phone. I take four pictures of the hotel room. One as you go in, one of the bed area, one of the bathroom area, and one looking back towards the door. Then I put in there the name of the hotel and the room number and send it off. They are putting all this data together so that if they get a picture of somebody who's being trafficked, they can look and see the interior design and help locate where that victim is.
That's incredible.
Yes.
That's really incredible. So that's Traffic Cam. That's an app. Okay, very good.
It's very important for parents to know their children's social media activity.
Okay.
To check what apps their children are on, their teenagers are on.
Absolutely.
Because they're teenagers.
Yeah.
What can I say?
I have a couple of those. I understand. I have three of them.
Okay.
So there you go.
Changes in behavior. If you were traveling and you went into a road stop or a restaurant or a motel, and you saw an adult, and they had young people or teenagers with them, and the young people or teenagers really didn't have baggage.
Okay. Traveling
kind
of light.
They were not dressed as nicely as the person. They didn't look like they were together.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, in your gut, you said, this doesn't feel right.
Something's out of place.
Something's out of place.
Mm-hmm.
It may be out of place. You can, if you can, subtly with your cell phone, just subtly take a picture of the situation.
Okay.
You can call 911 and say, it could be, because you don't know and you don't intervene, it could be that there is a person here under 18 who is being trafficked.
Okay.
And let law enforcement handle it. Law enforcement is trained.
Okay. And they'll show up and they'll take care of it.
They'll handle it.
Okay. That's awesome. So those are two very good things, traffic cam and then texting the police if something doesn't look right.
If something doesn't look right.
Very good.
And it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah. Well.
Get help.
Get help. Absolutely. Yep. So conviction, somebody gets arrested for trafficking, human trafficking. Do we have laws in the books to take care of this? Is this a stiff penalty? Is it a slap in the hand? What is?
Very stiff penalties. You know, obviously it's a legal process. It depends on the charge, what the person was booked with.
Mm-hmm. Under those four categories, right?
That is very important, which is why law enforcement has more and more training about human trafficking.
Okay. Very good. Well,
yep.
You know, just the awareness, I know just from this conversation with you, it's like, oh, I'm going to be looking now. I'm going to get this traffic cam app, you know, and I'm going to be checking out people. And
that's great.
Hopefully nobody turns me in, you know.
We'll be aware.
Absolutely. That's an awareness issue.
Absolutely.
You know, you can't hide if there's light in the darkness, right?
There you go.
And there it is. Traffic cam. Okay. TRAFFICK cam, just like it says. So,
yeah.
So you can load that up on your Android or your iPhone and
be prepared.
Be prepared. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Good. So, Meg, the seminar is on the 30th.
Yes.
And again, it's open to the public. It's at Shriner
University in the Campus Activity Center.
Okay.
On the first floor in the River Room.
In the River Room. And that's Chuck Paul, and of course you'll be there.
I'll be there. Legal Women Voters will be there. AAUW members will be there. This is being sponsored by the newly forming Hill Country Alliance Against Trafficking, which is a coalition of nonpartisan organizations, nonprofit agencies like Hill Country Crisis Council, and public agencies working together to educate the public and eliminate the existence of human trafficking in the Hill Country of Texas.
It's awesome.
At this point, it is AAUW, Hill Country Branch, Freedom Loans, Hill Country Crisis Council, Legal Women Voters Hill Country, Shriner University Campus Ministry, and Shriner University AAUW Interest Group. If there are other nonprofit groups that this fits with their mission, they can contact one of us.
Join up. It's good.
Come on.
So you sent me a great report, Meg, and I don't know that it's totally up to you, but if somebody wanted that report, can they reach out to you to grab that report, or is it available on a website?
I tried it last night. If you Google University of Texas Austin.
Okay.
Graduate School Social Work. Human Trafficking by the Numbers.
Trafficking by the Numbers, okay.
Human Trafficking by the Numbers.
Okay.
It's the initial benchmark of prevalence and economic impact for Texas, and it is that 110
pages, but it's wonderful. And it's
that came out in December of 16.
Okay.
Research done by the graduate school. And it's impactful,
it's
correct?
It's impactful. It talks about the economic impact and, of course, the impact on human life, which is just tragic in a way. But the good news here is that there's something being done, and there's an awareness, thanks to ladies like you. And,
we appreciate
you. Absolutely. Well, so Meg, any information you want to give out for you personally as far as an email? Do you want to mess with
no,
me with
I
that?
Don't.
Okay, that's fine. That's great. So I'm just going to encourage everybody. This radio show will be on we'll put it on our website in a few days. It'll be posted there if you want to go back and listen to it. But League of Women Voters Texas, LWVTexas.org. Great information there. That's probably the greatest resource.
That's
that you
the greatest
can go there.
One. Okay. Actually, I do have an email with the league, which is lwvtx.trafficking@gmail.com.
Okay. There you go. Let me read it. I'll read it one more time. lwvtx.trafficking@gmail.com. Very good. So if you have questions, you can email there.
That'd be great.
And again, Meg, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your heart for women and human, just people in general. Thank you for what you're doing. Please come back on the show sometime.
Would love it.
Well, we'd love to have you back and maybe get an update on what's going on. And good luck on the 30th. And again, I just want to encourage everybody to go out on the 30th and learn more. And again, this is Meg Scott. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very
and thank you all.
Very good. All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the Key Hero Card Hour. And when we return, we'll do a little hero card business. This is KERV 1230 AM Radio. All right, so welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. Again, I'm glad everybody's tuning in. That was an incredible interview with Meg Scott. Man, what'd you think of that? That's pretty powerful stuff.
I learned a lot. And I certainly will have my eyes wide open now.
You know there's an awareness, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you will. Almost a suspition now. I'll be looking at everybody kind of, hey, what's going on over there, you know?
Don't get overly, don't let your mind run away with you. But, yes, very informative. One of the best segments, I think, that I've been a part of
pretty,
here.
Yeah, and, you know, it was pretty heavy, right?
Heavy,
and then,
yeah.
But the good news is, like she was talking about, that there's an awareness now, and where there's an awareness, there's going to be a change.
You've got to shine a light into the darkness.
It's all good.
Yes, sir.
And speaking of a light, great segue. Yeah. So, I have y'all have heard me talk about Heather Davis, and I think y'all probably thought I was making all that up.
Well, she certainly brightens up the room.
Heather's here.
Yeah.
Heather Davis is in the house.
Everyone.
Hello, Heather.
Hi.
How are you?
I am wonderful.
Thank you for coming over.
My pleasure. I love Kerrville.
You do?
I do.
Good. Well, you were sweet to make a trip over here on Friday. Have you had a good week, Heather Davis?
Awesome week. Very busy Hero Card Week.
Hero Card Week. You having fun out there talking Hero Card?
Yes. I love talking to business owners and finding about their business. And, you know, I've just been real appreciative of how hard they work. And so.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Very.
It is amazing. You make a great point. The talented people of all over that are just putting their blood, sweat, and tears and their time and their talent into businesses, making them work.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, lots of them. And of course, Fredericksburg is a happening town, isn't it?
Always happening. It never seems to be a dull moment, ever.
Never stops.
Never.
And next week is spring break, so I suspect it will be just busting the seams over there.
It is. Tourists come from all over. They've got some festivals going on. We've got some new shops opening up. Great food. Oh, a new restaurant just opened up yesterday, so of course.
Who's that?
And
are they on our program yet?
They're not yet.
What are you doing, Heather?
I know. I'm going to go talk to them when I get back. But, yeah, so something new's happening, it seems, weekly in Fredericksburg.
Has certainly grown. I lived there in the early 90s, early to mid-90s.
Cool.
Love Fredericksburg. I tell everybody it's like a second home to me. The people there are just so great. But, my goodness, you know, the last time I went over there was right around Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy how many people. People just gravitate there, especially on the weekends.
Yep.
It is a hustling, bustling little town.
It is. It's very busy, and, you know, you've got to know the secret doors, the secret parking lots on the weekends if you're a local and you want to go shopping.
Yeah, Heather.
Y'all call me.
and she's so right about that. I've had the privilege of learning from her where you can park. That nobody else knows about, right?
So local secret. Well, put it on our Hero Card
webpage. One time I wanted to park in a bike parking spot. That's an inside joke for Heather and I. So, what's the new restaurant coming in?
Somebody
wants to check it out.
I haven't quite figured that out yet. I just passed it this morning, and it says now open. And so I'll be talking to them and. We've got some new partners that are signing on this week, so we're real excited about them,
too. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Great stuff going on in Fredericksburg. So, Heather, you live there, right?
I do. It's just over 6 years now.
Been there 6 years, and you and your family are involved in the school system there. You know a lot of people.
Yeah, well, the people have been so nice, you know, with sports and then my other jobs that I've had in the past. I've just gotten to know a lot in our community.
Yeah, it's good. Well, I'm just thrilled that you're part of the Hero Card team. I know
me too.
People love seeing you come in the door. I've experienced it when I've been with you over there. And there are many meetings that Heather and I will do together, and the guy will just completely ignore me It's like I'm not even there.
I wonder why.
And I don't. Yeah, I don't wonder. I just start watching the TV or whatever's on. Let Heather take
over.
Well,
thank you. Thank you very much.
So it's good. So what are your plans for spring break? Anything fun?
We're going to rest a little bit. We're going to go visit some family a little bit and probably do some good local shopping, okay. You know, in Fredericksburg.
No travel?
Not yet.
Okay. Not going to do any of that. Okay. Well, so Heather, can you hang around for a while?
I can.
You'll be here. So we'll come back and we'll talk a little hero card business and see what all specifically
cool.
You've got going in Fredericksburg. And again, I'm glad you came over. So this is the Hero Card Hour. We're going to take a quick break, listen to a little Beach Boys music, and we'll come right back. All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM radio. Glad you tuned in. I am still in the studio with Heather Davis from Fredericksburg and Glenn Taylor, producer.
Hey.
Hello.
So, Heather, let's talk Fredericksburg.
Let's do it. Okay.
So let's talk new businesses in Fredericksburg. We got to ring the bell.
Oh.
Ring the bell, Glenn. Ring the bell. What's the latest and greatest going on over there?
Okay, so y'all know the wonderful place called Rathskeller. They are coming on board. They are in the basement. Did you know Fredericksburg has basements? Under the old hospital.
That's a hospital, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's under the whole old hospital.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So they've been on the program before, and they have renewed, and we're real excited. They have amazing food. It's, you know, all different kinds of food. They cater.
Okay.
So thank you, Tula. And then
Tula.
I love her.
That's her name.
And
yep.
Then we're also Lincoln Street. It's coming back on. Everyone knows Lincoln right. Street Wine and Bar now.
And why do you know it, Heather?
I know
that
it.
Last part.
They have wonderful performers throughout the evenings.
Are those called bartenders, Heather?
Those are called musicians, Lou. But they also serve food. So both of those restaurants are going to be offering a discount on
awesome.
A weekday lunch. So go see them.
Those are two really premier places to eat. Again, we're impressed with Fredericksburg, the variety of restaurants over there.
Absolutely.
And shopping. It is incredible. And of course, that's Fredericksburg is known for their tourists. And but the locals can eat there too, right?
Yes, they do let us in. No, you know, during the week is a great time for a local person to go downtown. You find more parking. You get, you know, it's a little bit quieter. Weekends, of course, are very busy, and we're very happy, and we're proud of that. But, you know, when you live there, you kind of want a little quiet dinner, and there's great places.
Okay. Sure, it's a very romantic place to go and, you know, have dinner, take a walk. You know, it's Fredericksburg's wonderful.
It is. It's a wonderful town. And so those are two of the upscale restaurants, right? You would consider Rathskeller a little more uptown, and certainly the wine, Lincoln
yep.
Street. But
absolutely.
Very, very nice.
You can, you know, go dressed up, or you can go in your shorts. You
okay.
know, just kind of whatever
They'll
you're
take.
Country casual.
That's it. And then we got Gaddy's Pizza, one of our super duper heroes.
Yeah.
Always a great place to go to Gaddy's.
And they are a lot of fun, and they'll be pretty packed during spring break. As you know, they have their great buffet. You can take, you know, call in pizzas and take them out. You can eat in, bring your kids there, bring your money. So, because your kids are going to want to play those games.
Yeah.
My son's
it's
addicted
more than
to
a pizza,
Stackers.
Isn't it? What is it?
Ryan's addicted to Stackers, that game.
Stackers. Oh, is that yeah. the one you try to win a prize?
Yeah,
right?
Prize. Yeah.
That thing frustrates me. That last one is always a different speed.
Oh, yeah. That's why he loses.
That's right. Does anybody? No. Carson,
my
middle son, has won at that. Probably won a keychain. Probably spent
that's
$84
right.
for a keychain. It was a great
that's
investment.
That's right.
Great investment. Okay, so you got Gaddy's. Now, Gaddy's Hero Card, their offer, and we're not going to announce what the Rathskeller offer is just yet because we're still working out that as well as Lincoln Street. But we do know that Gaddy's, if you show your Hero Card on a takeout, buy a large Supreme and then get a
medium
one topping free. That's a lot of pizza.
Man, a lot.
That's a lot of pizza.
You.
So we're glad to have them. And, of course, then you can play the games over there. And we got Clear River Bakery and Deli, right?
Yeah.
Ice cream. They're a Hero Card partner right on Main Street. I'm just trying to think who might be walking around this next week over spring break, wanting to use their Hero Card. And then if you need some work done in your house or in your irrigation, I should –
Well, irrigation, yes. So right now, because it's spring, I have seen all my neighbors, not me, of course, but everybody else working on their lawn. And so the Frontier Irrigation, right now, if you need some sprinkler repair, Chris Reed over there can help you out, giving you some discounts on sprinkler repair.
Okay,
and so you know what? It's not raining very much in Fredericksburg, so get your sprinklers fixed.
You're going to want that. probably by June, I would think, if not sooner, right?
Very soon, yeah.
Absolutely.
They're getting booked up because everybody wants their lawn to look great.
Absolutely. Yeah. What's that time of year? How's your lawn look? Got your lawn looking good?
I need to call Chris.
Well, all right. Andy Steaks and Seafood, one of our business partners over there. And they take you and I were by there the other day. That's a neat restaurant.
Yes, my dad loves going over there, and I saw a lady order a huge thing of pancakes. So guess what my kids want to go eat now?
Pancakes.
A big thing. And I got to say, we had a wonderful waitress, and I wish I knew her name, but she was so thoughtful to my dad, and he just loved that. So I'm sure he'll be going back a lot. He liked her.
Well, that's Don and his team. They're nice people over there. Sure it doesn't surprise me that you would have a nice waitress over there. They're just good folks. And, again, they take the hero card. They'll give you a discount, breakfast and dinner. And let's see here. Just
how about some Cranky Franks?
Oh,
y'all love barbecue.
You love barbecue.
I do. I love barbecue, and Dan and Kayla are great over there, and they've got an awesome special where you can get an extra side. So check them out.
Yeah, an extra side is a lot like a drink is now. You know, it used to be those sides and drinks didn't cost much. But now sides and drinks are $2.50, $3, whatever they are. You know, I'm always shocked when we add drinks to our order.
Uh-huh.
What that adds
up. It multiplies
quickly.
Yes.
And so, well, all right. So Heather, it's going good in Fredericksburg.
It is.
We got more to do.
We have a lot of work to do. A lot of businesses to
You're gonna work all weekend, aren't you?
I am working 24/7.
You're not gonna take spring break off, right?
Not.
You'll be out there knocking doors.
And, you're gonna find me at Lincoln Street in Rascal.
Yeah,
you're gonna find me eating a nice, healthy lunch.
That's good. Yes, that's very good. Well, Heather, I may have said this on the show before, but I want you to know how excited I am that you're part of the hero card.
Oh, I'm excited
and
too. Thank you.
The story is that as we were looking to try and figure out what we could do in Fredericksburg, I asked Brandy, who you know, that's my wife Brandy, who we knew over there, and she said Heather Davis. She knows everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And that's pretty well true. And if Heather doesn't know them, she'll know them soon.
Exactly.
Right?
I love talking to people, and I just, over the years living there, I've gotten to meet great people, and I'm really glad to be doing it.
Yep. Well, we're having fun, and we're glad you're a part of it. All right. So, Heather, go have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Enjoy your spring break. And
good to see you.
Have some fun.
Glenn. Good to see you.
Thank you for driving over.
Anytime.
Okay. Anytime?
Yeah, I'm going to go find who I'm going to use my hero card now for lunch.
There you go. There you go. Well, you got to go to Gibson's while you're here, too. I mean, that's just...
You got to go to Gibson's.
So, and we can make some recommendations for where to use your card over here for lunch and dinner. So, all right, let's take a break. Hero Card Hour. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. And again, this is KERV 1230 AM radio. All right, so that is the end of our time together today. Again, I thank you for tuning in to the Hero Card Hour. And I want to say a special thanks to Meg Scott, who took time out to come in and talk about that serious issue. And again, that will be replayed on our website if you want to go listen to that again. And thanks for Heather being here. Heather, anything else you want to add before we wrap up the show?
I just can't wait to talk to more people. I can't wait to, you know, learn more about our local heroes and talk about our wonderful businesses.
Which is what you need to do all weekend. So, all right. So, Glenn, have a good weekend.
Hey, you too.
And
good seeing everybody.
Yep. And we'll be here next week for the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 Radio, 2 to 3.